This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Oh, baby, it's Friday. It is Friday. Let's go. It is The Chris and Amy Show. You just heard that guy say it. We've got Hancock and Kelly with us. We're with you. Well, these guys are with us for an hour, but the show happens until 12. Then it's the Gas House Gang today on 104.1 FM KMOX. Please join us. The phone number is 314-436-7900. Put that in your pocket and use it later. Also, if you want to leave us a voice message, you can do that with the Odyssey app. Super, super easy. And we are streaming live. You can look at Amy, Michael, John, and me, and Matt Pajeski all on camera. If you find us on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
I knew this would happen. The heat warning, the excessive heat warning, was supposed to expire at 7 o'clock last night. They extended it till Tuesday. Why do they keep doing this to us?
It's hot.
That's a long extension.
This is BS. Unnecessary.
Well, I bet you didn't know this was going to happen, but Charles Entertainment Cheese has arrested for fraud.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese got arrested for fraud.
What?
In the full costume.
Have you not seen the Chuck E. Cheese?
No.
What, he's not actually a mouse? Is that the
problem? Oh, he was a Chuck E. Cheese at one of the locations, yeah. And he was being arrested in full uniform with the mouse head on and everything. Yep. It was awesome.
It was amazing.
Yeah, they carried him out, and the kids are in the back. Kids are looking. The kids are looking with their mouths open.
It's a teachable moment for the young kids out there.
Oh, the Cardinals beat the Padres, first of a four-game series at Busch Stadium. Also, there's a Flo Rida concert tonight after the game.
Who's that?
Okay, John. Flo Rida.
That's performer. Ron DeSantis.
It's not there. Ron DeSantis. So Amy right now is showing the photo of Chuck E. Cheese being arrested.
This is a gimmick, right?
Nope. That was,
what is it? Is it an illegal immigrant?
They perp-walked Chuck E. Cheese. They perp-walked Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Chuck E. Cheese. It was a Chuck E. Cheese employee in, was it Tennessee? Yeah, it was in Tennessee. I'm sorry. Not Tennessee. It was in Tallahassee. Close enough.
Oh, Florida.
Yeah, it's a Florida.
Florida mouse. Yeah.
All you have to do is say Florida. And
so they didn't want to take its helmet off in front of the kids?
That's what I said. I thought, because they're walking him out the door.
Yeah.
He's still got the head on.
Yeah. Well,
you got to believe that they had to take the head off before they put him in the back seat.
Well, they did.
They did. There's a photo of that, too.
But they set the head on top of the squad car.
That's great.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So who takes his spot in the dancing animatronics if he's in jail?
Okay, so this is what I said last night.
You gotta have a backup cheese. You gotta have it can't be only one cheese.
The Showbiz Pizza Gorilla would have never committed credit card fraud.
Excellent point.
Never.
No.
The showbiz, and they got rid of exist. They got rid of him and the whole band.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They did.
Yeah, the band is gone.
The showbiz band is gone.
Well, obviously they're not paying old Cheese enough money over there. He's
it's at, credit card
committing
fraud.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they
hate
are.
To see it.
Some people are greedy. Mm. And what, however they can get more money,
especially
they'll do it.
These mice out there.
Mice.
Well, I think he's a rat, technically.
Oh. What's the difference between a mouse and
well,
a rat?
Well, that's what I think
size.
Louis looks like. The
Louis, the blues mascot?
Yeah, I think he looks like a rat.
Well, it took me like 4 years before I realized, I was like, why is he wearing that old-timey Amelia Earhart aviator helmet?
Yeah, what is Louis?
Well, he's first of all, it's not an Amelia
he's not
Earhart.
A bear.
He's a bear.
He's a bear.
Louis's a bear?
Yes.
I thought he was a rat.
It is?
Yes.
I thought he was like a dog, a weird-looking dog.
No, he's a bear. And it's not an Amelia Earhart hat. It is a hockey helmet. An old-timey hockey helmet. But I thought it was, but it's he's a bear. Louis is a bear.
Hmm. What?
Wow.
He's blue.
He's a blue bear.
Wow. Oh, I guess that is a bear. That's just okay.
He looks like
maybe
a rat.
That should have been our question of the week, is what do you think Louis
what
is?
Is Lou-
That's why they named our guy Fred Bird. You don't have to, you don't have
you
to
know
question.
He's a bird.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you know he's a cardinal.
You do.
No one ever calls him Louis Bear.
Has there ever been a Mrs. Fred Bird?
Probably.
Like at the ballpark? What do they call her? Fredry?
I don't know.
Freddy? Fredry.
What do you call a
Fredry?
I don't know that we have a Mrs. Fred Bird.
We don't have a Mrs.
Frank Ladd. Frank Ladd, producer Frank Ladd, says that there was a Mrs. Fred Bird.
Short-lived. Didn't work out.
I don't remember.
Did they get divorced?
Yeah. You hate to see it.
Bird flu.
Bird flu. Oh, that's so sad.
She,
what?
Bird flu.
He died of bird flu.
She flew the nest is what she did.
So I guess that there was... was it only for a couple of years in the late 70s, early 80s?
Well, here's the thing, though. The Philly Fanatic has a girlfriend, and Mr. Met has a girlfriend.
Mrs. Met.
Mrs. Yeah. Met. They're married.
Yeah.
Is the Philly Fanatic, are they married?
Nobody knows.
No, I don't even know what that thing is.
Well,
it's probably asexual. Don't you think the Philly Fanatic
no, because,
is asexual?
No, because there's a girl Philly Fanatic.
Huh. Okay. At any rate,
I've never thought about being
really?
Discussed here this morning.
Yeah,
yes.
You never thought what Louis if it was a rat?
Oh no, I have had that thought, but I've never thought about the Philly Fanatic whether what his gender is.
You know, he was the first.
He
one
could be
in
whatever
baseball.
He wants these days.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he can just declare he's whatever.
That's he was the first mascot, right? Like the
Philly Fanatic.
The
Philly
no,
Fanatic?
San Diego Chicken, buddy.
Yeah, I think it was the Chicken.
Really?
Yeah,
the San Diego Chicken.
Yeah, that was the. That was the...
For the Padres?
Yeah. Well, he was a thing before the Padres, I think. The San Diego Chicken was the father of all of these mascots.
What?
You
it's
know,
true.
It is a shame.
It's true. John is right about this.
Thank you. Thank you
so
very much.
In lore, the San Diego Chicken gave birth to Fred Bird?
Yeah, I mean, all of the mascots. There was no mascots associated
with it. Was it the San Diego Padres Chicken?
Well, he became the San Diego Padres. I think the San Diego, and then the San Diego Chicken went on to have a whole life outside of baseball as a mascot, very prominent. The guy that was the original San Diego Chicken went on to make a lot of money as the San Diego Chicken.
Huh. In like finance?
Making appearances all over the place.
This story I feel like is very familiar from a few months ago that he leased out the idea of the suit to the team or something, and he made a ton of money just by doing that. Yeah, like it was a licensing thing.
So Louis, according to Frank Ladd, is modeled after the Kiel Bears out front on Market.
Well, then why doesn't he look like them?
Well, I think because he's blue. Probably. They should have made him more bronze colored.
He's got a bit of a goofy face.
Don, who is watching on Facebook, said that Fred Bird's mom has made appearances.
What?
Oh. How do you know it's his mom and not his wife?
Well, now, if it's his mom, she wouldn't be red.
She'd be kind of dirty red.
Kind of brown.
Yeah.
Brown
dirty
red.
Because
that's the way the Cardinals are. You know, if you're an avian bird watcher like I am.
Yeah. If you're an aviator.
You would know that the female of the species cardinal is not red.
Well, they have to hide from the dudes.
Yeah.
But how did they know it
no,
was?
That's what it's about. Dudes, yeah. They don't want to get taken.
That's how they do it in cardinal world.
I think it works in the animal kingdom in most places.
Then you don't have to go to all that work of actually building a nest. You know, that's got to be hard work, especially in this weather.
It is.
I mean, imagine being a bird right now. and you find yourself pregnant.
Ooh.
Crap.
Well, they don't get pregnant.
You gotta build a nest and all of this.
No, they just got to sit still.
They don't get pregnant.
No.
They don't get pregnant.
What?
Yeah. Well, Did you take the biology merit badge when you were in the Boy Scouts?
The eggs coming out there. And, yeah.
Birds don't get... They put the egg down and then...
But you got to build the nest to lay the egg.
Yes.
And building the nest...
And then sit there.
In this weather, I'm just... The only thing I'm trying to say here...
Yes. Yeah.
Is that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine being a bird. Yeah.
Do you guys...
I mean, that's like having to rebuild your house.
This is a really hard turn, but I don't know that Ranji's ever heard this story. I think you guys have heard it. But this time of year reminds me every year about, I don't know, I was like 4 or 5. My dad came home from work early.
Oh, I know where this is.
And told my whole family we were going to go to the Wet Willies. You remember Wet Willies, Chris?
Was it in Illinois?
No, they had some, I think, in Illinois.
We had Raging Rivers in Illinois.
This was a concrete death tube
that you
would go down a hill and then you'd splash into it. It's in
44.
There was one in St. Charles. It's hard to believe these things were even legal.
Yeah.
Okay. And so he came home from work and said, we're going to go to,
I do know this story.
We all run it. I go and put my swim trunks on.
It gives me the heaps.
Had no idea what the ties were for.
Yeah.
Wind up tying them around myself.
The drawstring.
Tying them around my appendage. I then spent 3 hours running up and down this concrete thing, riding.
How old were you again?
Like 4. An age where you could dress yourself, but you don't.
Why?
You know?
But you tied it around.
Yes.
His thing.
Your pee-pee.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And by the time we got home that night, after the sun went down, I came out, and it looked like there was a plum tied to me. And so I got my shoes. I'm completely naked. This thing's hanging from me.
Nobody.
I have 5 sisters. And my dad sees it and goes, family meeting!
And a whole lot.
Everybody get in here! And
wait,
he's like,
he yelled that at the water park?
No, this is at home.
Well, got home?
He was trying to get undressed and they were dangling.
It explains a lot.
But it's still attached to me. So I have to go out to the front room. And so he says, he gets all my sisters. He's like, hey, we only have one of these. You got to be careful with these things. And so they cut it off, but
the drawstring.
And everything wound up being okay.
That would have been a sucker.
No, I don't remember much of it other than the Wet Willies, and it was truly one of the great stories of my life.
It gives me the willies, if you want to. I mean, that's just disgusting.
Yeah.
So don't assume.
He tied it around his willy.
Yeah, well, how do you know when you're that age, right? Like, why do you have the tie?
I don't know, man. I don't know where your logic.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what I would have thought to do it for.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Feel very grateful for my children right now.
I think about it every year about this time, because it was one of these kind of days.
Uh-huh.
It was just miserable hot. It was special.
Well, we're glad you're intact.
Yeah. Thank you.
Michael, see when he ties his boat to the dock.
How's he do that?
It's not very good.
Michael Kelly. They share a boat. And they share outfits. Michael Kelly, John Hancock.
Oh my gosh.
They're with us for the entire hour on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hancock and Kelly with us on a Friday Chris and Amy show. This text message that's rolled in, 314-436-7900, says, I almost killed my future wife at the Wet Willies in Valley Park 35 years ago. I'm going to need a whole lot more information.
Yeah.
What do you mean you almost killed her? Well, on purpose?
So they literally were concrete tubes.
They were.
Half concrete tubes that were shellacked. And seriously, and then like
people
even
get
the
shellacked
and you would go down, and then it you would end in this little tub. It wasn't even a full pool. I mean, it had to. I'm sure the lawyers closed them down because it was so crazy. There was no safety. There was nothing. The way they made it slicker is they would throw more bleach on on top of the painted and shellacked. I'm dead serious.
Bleach is a lubricant.
Oh yes, it's very slick.
I'm sure there was no regulation. I mean, the kids would go down one after another, right?
Right. And, yeah, there was nobody sitting there saying, "Oh, we got to wait till the other person gets all the way down." No, man, it was crazy.
Free
we used to
all.
Have trains like where you would hold on to each other and go down. It was so much fun. But it's part of maybe why our kids are so soft these days is because
they didn't get to go slide down
on a concrete depth tube.
Well, there you go.
That's what's wrong with society.
I wonder if the Willies are still around. If you owned the Wet Willies, we'd like to hear what caused the business to go away. Was it the lawyers or?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
314-436-7900.
Amy is watching us on YouTube and says she remembers going to Wet Willies in St. Charles and the slides hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the one I went
to. Did you ever get to the bottom of the slide and then the person behind you lands on top of you and you almost drown? I had that.
Really? At the Wet Willies?
Because they were just too close. So you would hit the tub of water.
It was
the person
tub.
Behind you would go whoosh, right on right top of you. And you're like.
So how many slides did they have at this place?
I only remember two.
Yeah.
And they kind of.
And that's it. And there's no swimming pool.
No, right. It's just like a tub.
You get in and you go down a slide and land in a tub. And that was it.
A concrete tub. There was no safety about this whatsoever.
That's entertainment right there. That's when you know mom and dad are just, they've had enough.
That's the truth.
I can't take it anymore. We're going to take these kids and throw them on these slides and
run
know,
up and down this hill.
Have
that's
a couple
what you
hours
do.
Of respite.
Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, man.
It was
horrible.
The best, though, going to sounds water horrible. Parks back in those days. Like
we had Raging Rivers.
Never went to Raging Rivers.
On our side of the river.
Never went.
Yeah. How about the River Road? That was a good park.
It was so
good,
far
I think
away
it's still
for
there.
Us.
I don't
we couldn't
know.
Go, but it, you know, and then it was like expensive. It was like $20 back in the day.
Wasn't Raging Rivers like the water version of Six Flags? Like it was big.
Yeah, well, that's what they called Six Flags, the Raging Rivers. I remember when they built that thing.
When they built the water park?
Yeah, at Six Flags.
Really?
Yeah.
That's Hurricane Harbor.
Oh, no. It wasn't called Hurricane Harbor. It was something else.
Well, I remember.
Like
when
they very first.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't Raging Rivers.
I never went to Raging Rivers.
Did you guys ever decide to go out to Six Flags and host for a day?
What?
They ought to have us out there for, you know.
We will go if you guys go with us and if John plays the piano.
Totally. You know how cool it would be to return John around what is it called around Halloween they do out there?
Fright Fest.
We should go out there and you can play the you know, whatever you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that'd be fun.
It would be fun.
Four of us?
I'll bet my old piano's still out there.
Really?
I'll bet it is. Yeah, and it was actually my piano. The piano they had was so bad that I just moved my piano from home out there for the summer. And by the time I was done, that piano was not in very good shape. So, yeah.
Could you ride the rides as much as you wanted?
Yeah, but I'm not a big ride guy. And not in costume. You know, you don't want a heavier, you know.
But you were allowed to, like, if you... When you were in the park, you were allowed to go do whatever you wanted, like you go ride around.
When I'm off work, yeah. That's why I used to give piano lessons to lemonade stand gal back at the old Glory Amphitheater.
I bet. I want you to go back to Six Flags.
Okay.
Find the piano wherever it is.
Yeah.
And whatever 16-year-old is working there now, I want you to go up to him and be like, that's my piano right there, son.
I don't think they have live. I don't know. I haven't been there, but I the last time I was there when our kids were little, they did not have live performers around the park like they did back in my day.
They just have like a plugged in piano that's, you know, making
I don't know. That the
ragtime?
I think they got the canned music that's all over the park. Mm-hmm. And when I was there, they had a barbershop quartet walking around. They had Sergeant Pepperoni.
Sergeant Pepperoni.
Now, there was a talented guy, Sergeant Pepperoni.
What did he do?
He was a one-man band. Oh. he had a horn, he had an accordion, he had a drum.
He had the cymbals attached to his feet.
What is that thing called? It's not a glockenspiel. It's a something.
Well, there's a glockenspiel.
But the one-man band where when you walk, it claps the cymbals.
Yeah.
That was Sergeant Pepperoni.
Wow.
He was remarkable.
How do you apply for that job?
I don't know. He was very talented. Oh, the juggler. I forgot the juggler. Yeah. This guy, man, he could juggle.
Did you and Georgia Ann take your kids to any theme parks or amusement parks when they were little?
Six Flags.
Not like Disney World or anything?
Oh, yeah. We dropped the ton at Disney World many, many times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they have a stilts person that used to walk around Six Flags?
Not in my day.
Okay. I don't know why I'm thinking there
familiar.
Was.
That sounds familiar. I feel like there might have been a stilts guy.
You know what? Now that I reflect, you know, it's been a long time ago. Yeah. I think we did have a stilts guy.
I feel like that just feels familiar to me.
It might have been the juggler that walked on stilts.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, man, he threw good parties. He had a apartment out there in Pacific, right near the
right.
And
really?
That juggler threw some parties.
Oh, I believe that a juggler.
Oh man!
Speaking of the stilts, did we talk about this on this show, or it might have been a friend of mine talking about it? The guy that plays for the Bananas, who's on the stilts,
right?
That they, you know, guys come out and they try out for the team because they can all play baseball a little bit. And he said that the coaches were not interested in him at all. And then I think somebody said to him, like, well, can you do anything? He's like, well, I have stilts. I can walk on stilts. And they're like, all right, well, can you swing a bat with that? And he did it. And now he's one of the more popular attractions with
those. Well, he's hard to forget.
Yeah, because he's on stilts.
Right. Did you enjoy the Bananas?
I thought it was awesome.
How high up is this guy?
I mean, John, he's up there.
Oh, he's got to be 10 feet tall. When he's got
he's
a
up
stilts
there.
On.
Oh, it's
got
to be more than that.
Oh, yeah, easy. Yeah, he's tall, like 15 feet.
Yeah, now you're talking.
I do have a quick update.
Yes.
You might have heard it this morning before we get to the real stuff.
Yeah.
We all know the Coldplay affair seen around the world.
Oh,
the HR chief.
Yes.
Yeah.
The HR chief has finally resigned. Inexplicably waited to resign. I don't know how you... It's not like you're a salesperson.
She was getting her ducks in a row.
She was getting her ducks something because she was the head of HR having an affair with the CEO. He resigns. She had to be trying to get something in line because that is bizarre to not immediately step down. You're HR.
Yeah.
This is your field. I bet.
What's your next job after that?
Radio.
Probably.
Yeah.
A podcast.
Yeah. Podcasting. Yeah. Yeah.
Podcast. Yeah.
Podcast about how your life was ruined.
I was in here on Monday because Ranji was on jury duty, and Amy and I
community.
Talked about that. How long does this 15 minutes of fame go on? I mean, these people would like this to be over with.
It's pretty much over.
Do you think?
I think it's going to go away real fast.
Yeah.
The news cycle and people move on, and it will just be an old meme like a year from
and
now.
And everybody will remember it,
they'll
though.
Go, oh, yeah, remember those guys? But it won't have the fresh, funny pop that it had, because I think it's already going away.
Let me ask this question, though. We were people freaking out about cancel culture a few years ago. Has there honestly been a better time in history to have committed some sort of infraction and then rebuild your brand? Seriously, it feels like there are so many people that have done something wrong, and they're like, well, I'm going to redeem myself by having a podcast. And it seems to work.
The only comparison,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, the only comparison would be Volkswagen and Hugo Boss, who somehow bounced back from that.
I mean,
but Hugo Boss designed the Nazi uniforms and Volkswagen, the Volkswagen, and yet neither of them rebranded. They're like, we'll just keep pressing forward.
Huh.
But doesn't it seem like it's easy as hell now? Like,
yeah,
you've done something wrong and you can...
But isn't that a part of America?
Yeah, I mean, second chance.
We like to... I mean, no matter who it is, we tear them down. I mean, from Tiger Woods to whatever it is, everybody makes stupid mistakes in their life. They just get...
And I do think in our culture, there is a profound desire to give people a second chance. I really do.
And to rip people down.
Oh, yeah.
I think we are...
Tear them down to let them build back up.
I mean, come on. We were all savage animals watching this Coldplay thing, enjoying the destruction of people's lives.
That is... Okay, that's sort of how I feel about it. That it's just a little... Like, it's funny, but also, man, should we be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Should I be mean? I was mean about it. I was mean.
You said their lives should be ruined.
It should be. It's the worst betrayal. And I know people are like, that's not a very Christian response. I know. It was not... But I think what it was is watching them get caught and them realizing in the moment that their little fantasy world, it wasn't real. Notice how they abandoned each other immediately. As soon as the spotlight shined on them, they were done with each other, pushed each other aside.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. It's fake. And that's what affairs are. They're not real. They're not real life. There's no kids. There's no home on the line. There's no decisions.
Laundry.
There's no laundry. It's a fake world. And they got exposed. And there was something very gratifying about that, even though lives were ruined, which is sad. And I'm glad, even though it was embarrassing for their spouses, I'm sure, and awful, their spouses, I think, will be glad that the world knows why the marriage failed. Not like, oh, it just didn't work out. We didn't have stuff in common. They're like, no, the world knows why this didn't work out.
It's not nice.
I know, it's not very nice.
Not
Boy, that's
nice.
An uplifting thought on a Friday morning.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly, with us for another half hour on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers
Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hancock and Kelly with us, the Chris and Amy Show, 1041 FM KMOX every Friday. These boys hang out with us for that first hour of the show, and it is, I'm telling you, it is
one of the great hours.
It's one of the great hours.
Honestly, it kind of hurts my feelings how much everybody says this is their favorite hour.
This text message says, I know this probably will not be read on the air, which is exactly how you get read on air.
So passive aggressive when people start their text really like that.
Hey, don't get salty with us. We haven't even considered your text yet.
That's the version of Lincoln saying the world will little note nor long remember what we say here today.
What a wonderful recall.
Yes.
And so the text goes on. Just wanted to take a moment to say I totally enjoy these morning conversations you have because it makes me feel like I'm part of it. Everything is so unscripted, and who knows what you're going to talk about?
Not us.
You guys, we have an entire rundown, by the way. We have a rundown every week of things we want to talk about with the two of you, and we never get to any of them.
Our goal is to try to get out of here every week without having to talk politics.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk politics, but I will note first, Ronj said apparently there was a handyman or some kind of maintenance repair happening at his mom's house. He said, oh, the Chris and Amy show. I love that show. Actually, I love when Hancock and Kelly are on. Actually, I don't really like Amy. Chris is fine. And she said, so you just like Hancock and Kelly?
Wow. Hey, now.
Get out of my house.
You guys know that old blues tune, My Handyman Ain't Handy No More? It's a great tune.
Well, is that your lady that you like? What's her name?
Alberta Hunter.
Have you guys ever heard about Alberta Hunter? Listen to the story of this jazz singer. Tell them.
Alberta Hunter. So she was raised by her mom, single mom. This was back in the early turn of the century, 1910s. And she becomes a cabaret singer and when she's like 16 years old, and she's got a great voice. And by the time the 1920s roll around, she starts making albums, records as a blues singer, and became very popular. And her mother dies in 1930-ish, and Hunter gets out of the music business, becomes a nurse. Although she's not a licensed nurse, she convinced the hospital. And for the next 35 years, she's working as a nurse in a hospital. And so one night, she's in her late 60s, early 70s. She's at a cocktail party and talking to somebody and is telling them about her long-lost music career. And there was a record producer that happened to be there, and he said, Alberta Hunter, I remember you. He records her, and she has this whole career from age 73 to like 80, and she does tours the world and sings, and just a remarkable story. Very talented. But she had walked away from her music career and came back to her in her older age.
And winds up being more popular in her second life than
like
her first.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
What?
Sinatra was, because he had two long runs. I mean, his first one, I forgot how long it was.
Yeah.
Big band
singer.
And then he fell off
mm-hmm. to the point where there was the documentary about him that's on HBO from, I don't know how long ago, 10 years or so. And I think it was Sammy Davis saying that, you know, Frank would be walking down New York City just down the street. Nobody's talking to him.
Yeah.
Because he was nobody.
Frank?
And then he got put in, I believe it was From Here to Eternity.
Yep. He gets the Oscar.
His friend, was it Lauren Bacall who got him in?
So
she insisted to the studio that he's in the movie, and then that brought his career back, and he was bigger the second time around.
But there's even more lore than that, and if you've seen The Godfather, that's a subtle reference to where the guy gets a horse head in the bed.
Yeah.
Come on, don't ruin it for me.
The Godfather. I know about the horse head.
Everybody knows about the horse head.
I didn't know who you were with.
Was the producer who didn't want to put Frank Sinatra or who they called Jimmy Fontaine into his big movie. And guess what? He wound up being in the big movie.
Yeah.
Because he got made an offer he couldn't refuse.
I love that. I love that story about Frank, that because it never happens in music. Rarely does it happen in music where you have a resurgence. And the same thing happened with Travolta.
In Pulp Fiction, the studio wanted nothing to do with John Travolta in that movie, and Quentin Tarantino insisted on it, finally got it done. Second I forgot how, career, yeah. you know, he bluffed them into saying he would take the movie somewhere else. So he gets Travolta in. The guy who was so against putting him in the movie comes up to him after the screening and says, "You were right. He was great." And then Travolta had a second second career.
So Sinatra, and I mean, I lived through the second part of his life, not the first part, but he is the top of the list of coolest guys ever on my list. Oh. Like, he's up there with Clooney and, you know, and Brando.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You know, just a cool. My mom would take Clark Gable, you know, all those guys being so cool. But come on. Anybody cooler than Sinatra?
I will say this. The dynamic duo of Paul Newman, Robert Redford is pretty tough to beat.
Handsome.
Very handsome.
Sting. Who was one of the great movies ever made?
Oh, man,
you've seen The Sting.
I have not.
Yes.
You've not seen The Sting?
Gosh,
quit yelling at me.
Holman.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen The Sting.
You got it this weekend. This weekend, watch
that movie. Godfather.
Well, I will. I got to watch The Godfather.
You got to watch The Sting.
No, The Sting is shorter than The Godfather,
and it's a great movie.
Okay,
with a great score.
Robert
Redford.
Who's
more handsome?
It's impossible. So I had for a long time my phone screensaver was Paul Newman and Robert Redford as Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah.
It's pretty impossible to choose between the two. They're so cool. I don't think there's been that level of cool. I mean, Steve McQueen was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, he was.
Steve McQueen was cool. But that Robert Redford, Paul Newman, handsome and cool, I don't know that you could beat that duo ever.
Now, there's a career that came back.
Paul Newman?
Scott Joplin was the first million-seller sheet music in American music history. He dies in 1917.
Yeah.
In 1973, his music wins the Academy Award for Best Soundtrack.
He's dead at this point.
For decades.
Yeah, that's not fun.
In 1975, he wins a Pulitzer Prize for music. And in 1976, his long-lost opera was performed successfully on Broadway. Now, that's a comeback.
So when he won the Oscar and the Pulitzer Prize, was there any family there?
He wasn't there. There was a big fight amongst the family in terms of his estate, which, you know, there wasn't much there. And, you know, the copyrights last for 90 years, something like that, and then it's public domain. And so, you know, there was a scramble to try and cash in on some of the music before the copyright ran out. And he had a wife that there's no marriage certificate, so she wasn't really a wife,
right?
And but they were essentially business partners, so it was all. And then he had some nieces, but no,
did he die here?
No kids. He died in New York.
Mm. And where's he buried?
New York.
Okay.
Yep. And in what was an unmarked grave, but is now marked.
Oh. Hmm. Speaking of career resurgences, though, and Paul Newman, do you know there is a not insignificant group of younger people who think Paul Newman is like the popcorn guy or the salsa guy?
The salad dressing guy.
Yeah.
Well, he is.
Newman's Own.
He is.
But I don't think they don't know that he was an actor. They
and
just
a good
think
one.
He's the salad dressing guy.
Right.
And by all accounts, a really good person, Paul Newman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And was married to the same lady his whole life, I think, right?
Well, not when he was 12.
No, but, you know, it wasn't a typical...
Once he got married, he didn't he didn't find somebody new.
It wasn't an Elizabeth Taylor story.
Yeah, right.
He wasn't rolling through him.
You know who else is very handsome? Gregory Peck.
Okay. Gregory Peck?
Mm-hmm.
Amy,
I
would be a bit weird if I were to come up to you at a bar and you were like, "Hold on, I was just checking out my long lost love, and it's Gregory Peck on your phone."
He's so handsome. Have you seen The Kill a Mockingbird?
Does this man want to go watch Little House on the Prairie?
Atticus Finch and To Kill a Mockingbird.
I would like to.
That is peak Gregory Peck.
I would like to interject something.
Peak Peck.
I would like to.
He had the peak Peck going on out there. Hey, you know, there's a guy. Old peak Peck
at his peak.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Can I please point out that we
for
the last 12 minutes could not have been having an older conversation.
Really?
I mean, we are talking.
Steve is probably on his boat,
God.
Though, so it's okay. As long as he's not listening.
But I met Robert Redford later in life.
Well,
he's still alive right now. Yeah, I met him at Sundance, and he does. And the thing I remember most about him, other than everybody telling me how handsome he was how translucent his skin was. He was so Like you
kind of like
see
this shirt I'm wearing.
Yeah, he was so like he
you
was.
See John's nipples.
He's wearing yeah. a shirt.
John is wearing a shirt
with two parallel stripes right
across
the
YouTube stream
nips.
Just went to zero.
No, log into YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter. Watch the show, and you can see John's nipples.
Amy shows us peak peck. When your peak peck picture is black and white, you're old.
Yes,
and
my
probably dad
did tell me. He's like, how come you? All the guys you think are handsome are dead guys. I was like, oh, that's a good point. They don't make them like they used to. They don't make Gregory Peck like
they used to. You did indicate that you could have lived in, you know.
Yeah. No. She should have.
Yeah,
not
back
could
in the
have.
Times
she should
of-
have no,
my,
lived in that time.
My moral sensibility is, you know, long time ago, 100 years ago, my capability to stay alive at the very, the very earliest I could stay alive is 1979.
Right,
but I would probably die.
I would love to have lived
that.
At the turn of the 20th century, except for the plumbing.
No,
and the air conditioning,
or the swimming,
well,
or
I could have
the
you
surviving,
know about
or
air conditioning.
The hunting.
I bet you would have had to touch a fish.
The whole plumbing thing, you know, was probably a deal killer for me. If I could
the
time
Romans
travel.
Figured that out. 1,000 years ago.
Remember when they were plumbing. Just throwing it out the front door?
Ugh.
You know, they had
That's
the bucket, they just throw it
Victorian
out the front.
In Victorian England,
so you get the plague.
The survival rate for infants was like 25%, and all the women had parasols because, one, the soot from the industrial factories, and two, because you would throw your excrement out the window.
Yeah, you
talking about the parasols, have you seen this tick infestation that we've got?
Oh, we're talking about ticks again?
Yes.
We talked about ticks last
week. We
opened
a show
with ticks last week.
Hey, I don't, man, those parasols, they're tough.
I think he's thinking about parasites.
Oh, my God. A tick is not a parasite, John.
I'm glad you explained that, Amy, because I didn't realize that was a joke. I was engaged in serious convo there for a second.
Well,
parasites,
that was your first mistake, buddy.
I hope Steve's
a tick's not
listening.
A parasite?
They are not a parasite.
Well, they live off of your whatever.
They're not parasites, though.
A tick?
A tick is not a parasite.
Yeah, they have to survive off of somebody else.
An insect.
I am going to die on this hill.
They're considered parasites.
Thank you.
They are? Mm-hmm. Are leeches considered parasites?
They're like, ectoparasites,
yeah,
meaning they live on the external surface of their host.
Okay.
I just did a John Kelly gold call right there. Thank you.
Well done. Is a leech a parasite?
It has to be.
It has to be. It can't survive without.
I just never would have considered them parasites.
Yes. Robin
Williams?
Yeah.
Dead.
Oh. What about those fish that swim with
just
the sharks?
Like
and
remoras.
Every time they turn.
They're called remoras.
Are they parasites?
The ones that attach themselves to the bottom. They're remoras.
Last old person comment.
All right.
Are they parasites?
I was traumatized by the leech scene in The African Queen when they're like six inches long
about.
And they're on Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah.
Oh. They're the size of bricks.
That was all computer generated, though.
So remoras are not typically considered parasites.
But they eat off of the, so who knows?
Yeah.
How'd we get on this?
Anyway, you started it.
You started it with the parasites. Yeah. Sorry, parasols.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly,
we'll
little bit
back.
To go here on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX. A few more minutes with John Hancock and Michael Kelly today.
Then you're free. You're
no,
free of
no, no, no. You mean you're free?
Are you still doing midlife at during the midday?
Midday midlife. Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, I got to hear it a couple of times this week, and I really appreciated it, and I like what you guys are up to.
We could probably do more of them, honestly, and I think we're going to because it's interesting.
So
some of the conversations.
I proposed doing the midday midlife on Wednesdays, every Wednesday, so it'd be the midweek midday midlife. I think that's what we should do.
That's middling. but no, I agree with you. I've enjoyed it. Not every one of us pertain to me. Like when you guys were talking about kids, that's not my issue. I don't have it. But when you were talking about families and taking care of parents, it was helpful.
Well, I think it's still relevant for people like you and me and Amy who don't have kids. And we're at that age where, you know, do you feel like regretful that you don't or are not going to maybe? And I know that you said on Monday that you feel that way a bit. So I think it is relevant to us because it's still
in this room, it's
a conversation.
In this room, only 20% of us have had children.
It's you.
And, you look at the birth rate that's going down. I mean, I hate to end on a serious topic, but that's a real problem in this country. And now if we're going to continue to follow on this removal of immigration and... our population is not sustainable like this.
Well, what International Institute did, is sort of adjacent to this, that they have redirected their focus to, well, instead of bringing people to the country to come here, now we have to attract immigrants from other cities to come here. So it's right. like we're recycling our own people
already. To John's point, too, not only is it good to have immigrants in your country, we, like I said, our birth rate is dropping, but not only do immigrants, yes, bring more people, but a lot of times immigrants bring families.
Yeah.
And more traditional kind of like, you know, just growing families, having kids, and that's a good thing.
Well, and I think there's also the role of the American dreams being played here, and that, I mean, I'm one of six. I don't see a way possible, and I think it's been a fear throughout my life of how would you financially support these people? And it's getting so much harder now with college educations and healthcare and all the things that parents have to deal with. Well, surely you're not getting families that are going to have six. You're barely getting people who have one or two. And the other problem is that the more education you have, the less likely you are to have children. It's a real problem.
It is. The birth rate's a real problem in this country.
I know we talked to Annie Fry, who started having kids, you know, got married younger.
Yeah.
I say younger, but like in her 20s,
she's
right?
Got, had what, four?
Four. Yep. Uh-huh. Started having kids at 25. Trisha Everdeen, who had her first kid at 36. And Annie said she and her husband decided, we're never going to feel like we have enough money to have kids, so we may as well have them while we're young and have energy. Because, you know, and she's like, that's what we figured. And so, which I think a lot of parents, you never feel ready. If you waited until you were ready financially or emotionally, you might not ever have kids. And she said, you know, you make it work. I do think, depending on what you consider, like, do you want to have four kids? Or do you want to have four kids and go on extravagant vacations or be able to buy cars for all of them or pay for college for all of them? You might have to change some of those expectations the more kids you have. Like, sure, if you have two kids, maybe you buy them each cars and you pay for college. If you have four kids, you might not be able to do that. In fact, the larger families I know, the parents say, okay, we'll give you this much money for college. We've designated this much money. One family that I'm thinking of has six or seven kids. You each get this much money. You're all buying your own cars and getting jobs. Mm-hmm. And that's how we're going to operate, right? Then the rest is on you. So I think when you do have a big family, you make different financial decisions.
There's no question about that. No question.
As people, the three of us that not had kids here. Mm-hmm.
Four.
When you, four, or four
no,
of us.
Don't forget about
when
poor
Yeah, don't
over
forget
there.
About
But
PG.
When you've heard these studies, et cetera, there's an implication that we're almost selfish. Do you feel like selfish in the fact that you've chosen not to have kids?
That's the J.D. Vance approach,
right?
Yeah. And I don't know that. I don't know that life. I do believe, at least for me, I can only speak for me. My life is much more enriched because of my kids and now my grandkids. Which there's, wow. There's nothing like a grandkid.
Yeah, I think I definitely when I was younger, because it never occurred to me that I wouldn't have kids. When I was younger, I would see older couples without kids, and I would always think, these people need kids. Like, their life is a little too perfect. Their schedule is their own. Their lives are their own. Their meals are their own. Their home is their own.
Well, and that's very appealing
it's
for a lot of people.
It's very appealing, yeah.
Hello.
And I definitely thought, like, I was like, well, that, you know, you need to shake things up. Like, kids keep you humble. Kids are constantly demanding a sacrificial love. And so I always assumed I would have that. I would say this, wanting kids, not having kids, and I'm not going to have kids. I'm totally fine with that now. That's where God has me. That's where the Lord has me. But I do think I know that it would be a shock to the system to have kids because I am used to having my own schedule.
Yeah.
I go home and eat what I want. I work out when I want. Right? I can go to the store. When you have kids, your life is not your own
right.
in the same way. And so I recognize that I will never experience that level of loving sacrifice because you can't.
But
unless
well,
you
some
have
people
kids.
View us as selfish for that.
And so that's the thing. I think that's an insult. And I think people who say that should, you know, go to hell.
Well,
because
right.
it's not, it doesn't mean, to me, selfishness is doing something for yourself at the expense of people around you. And you're not really not having kids. You deciding not to have children is not affecting the people around you.
Uh-huh.
It does not affect them in a negative way.
I'm not saying this, by the way, Ronj. I'm afraid you're mad at me.
Oh, I'm not mad at all.
I don't think
he
you're selfish
mad.
At all.
No.
We're both selfish, I guess.
Everybody's selfish.
I'm fine with being by myself.
That's another thing. Everybody's selfish to an extent.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be told they are, but
everybody is.
Everybody's selfish.
Yep.
All of us in this room.
If you're selfish, 314-436-7900.
You know the most selfish person is?
Matt Pajeski?
Yes.
What?
Guys, we love you. You're going to go play a little snook?
We are.
Oh, we are. Good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, we'll play some. So we'll see you at the Galleon.
All right.
See you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.